Lord. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen. How many know that we serve an awesome God? Amen. If you know God is awesome, look to your neighbor and say, we serve an awesome God. Look to the left and look to the right and just tell them, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I know it is custom here, amen, as you stand, we read the word, amen. And so if you remain standing, I have a verse of scripture that I will read to you for your hearing, amen, and then we will, amen, proceed, amen. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit today, amen, from the book of Hebrews, amen, chapter 2, amen, verse 1, amen. And this is the NIV version, amen. And it says there, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received is just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. So God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributing according to his will. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. For the word. Amen. You could be seated at this moment. Amen. Amen. It is always is. Amen. We'll get the butterflies out as we go ahead on and begin to minister. Amen. Praise God. But I thank God for you this morning. Amen. And thank God for his word and what he has been doing in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to thank God for, of course, my wife. Amen. We've been married now for some 37 years. Amen. Amen. And we just thanking God for that. Amen. How many know, amen, that it's good to have someone that you can love and know that they're there for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to give me a moment. Amen. I am. Forgive me. I love to use the computer, but sometimes it don't always cooperate. Amen. Amen. Okay, there. Amen. So listen, I thank God for you. We love you on this morning. Amen. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit, amen, from the subject of lazy ears. Amen. And, you know, I thank God for the praise and worship. Give honor to, amen, my apostle, Apostle Dale Young. Amen. I thank God for being the son of the house. Amen. And thank God for, amen, being in relationship with him. Amen. Amen. How many know, amen, he's an awesome man of God. Amen. Thank God for him and his family. They're absent. Thank God for Pastor Martin and all of the minister staff here at Southland. Amen. And we thank God for Rhema Word. Amen. You did such an awesome job just coming, supporting. I told him last week, I said, I'm not going by myself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, amen, they came and they showed up. And I thank God for them because, amen, of their obedience. Amen. Praise God. But, amen, I just want to talk to you, amen, from the subject lazy ears, amen. And when we talk about lazy ears, amen, we're talking about, amen, where people do not take the time to really value what they hear, where they really don't value what they hear, amen. In other words, the Word of God tell us here, amen, that we should pay more attention, careful attention to those things which we have heard, amen. And what I want to do, amen, is is draw your attention, amen, if you will, amen, if when you in your spare time, if you'll go back and look at chapter 1 of Hebrews, amen. In chapter 1, Paul revealed to us by way of comparison the superiority of Jesus over everything that was, including prophet, priest, amen, and angels, amen. Paul, in chapter 1 of Hebrews, he let us know that Jesus is superior to all that had came before, amen. Amen. Other word, he's talking about the prophets. He deal with the priesthood. He deal with angels. Amen. He said that they are the one that communicated the message, amen, of the old covenant to the believers. Amen. But now he's saying that now we have a more excellent witness, who is Jesus Christ, to come and give us a more, amen, revelation of what the old prophets was prophesizing about. Amen. And now how we should take more time and more earnest of hearing, amen, and allow those things to get in our hearing, amen, so that we can move forward and obey God in that way, amen. But now here in chapter 2, Paul exhorts the believer that we ought to give more diligent hearing to the things we have heard. By doing so, by giving more attention to the things that we are now hearing, the things you're now hearing preached in the pulpit, amen. When you hear the word of God being preached, amen, we are hearing it because God wants to do something in our lives, and we got to hold on to those things that we know that are true. Amen. We cannot just sit up on a ministry where the word of God is being revealed, where revelation knowledge is being poured out, and continue in the same mindset. Amen. We cannot. Many times, amen, we think that we are hearing when we're really not hearing. Amen. Because when I'm hearing, that means that I'm changing and evaluating something in my life. Amen. And that's what, amen, that Paul exhorted the believer to do. He said that, look, I know you have heard and you have hold on to the values and traditions of the old. He said, but there is one here now that's revealing something that we need to give the more honest attention to. We need to take more heed to those things that are being taught now. If we do not, amen, then we are, amen, losing, amen, the battle, amen, because why, amen, we're not able to progress forward because of wrong thinking, amen. So now, amen, you know, I want you to take the moment to think about something here. Think about all the Sundays you have showed up for church. Think about all the men's conferences, marriage conferences, amen, all the youth conferences and things you have been to. I want you, I just think about how much of those things we do. Think about how much of the hearing, amen, that we have, amen, been under and listening to. With all of that hearing, how much time have we spent studying the Word of God and reading the Word of God? How much have we allowed to go through our ear gate, but yet we are yet unchanged? A lot of hearing have went through our ear gate. A lot of messages we have heard have went through our ear gate. But yet, we're still fighting some of the same battles. We are yet not able to progress. We're yet not able, amen, to overcome certain things in our lives. Even though, amen, we have sit under ministries and we have heard revelation knowledge being poured out, amen. But we're yet, amen, when it come down to the battle, we're yet struggling in the battle to achieve anything. Amen. But yet and still we're hearing. And we know that the Bible says, amen, according to Romans 10, 16 and 17 says that faith come. Verse 17 says faith come by hearing, amen, the message, and the message hearing through the word of God. Amen. Faith come by hearing. So when I come to church, amen, am I hearing what is being preached? Amen. Am I sitting here with lazy ears being distracted? Many times in the church, amen, praise God, we set up, amen, and we think we're hearing, but we're really not hearing, amen, because when I hear something, amen, it will produce change in my life, especially when it's the message of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. See, the Bible says faith come by hearing. Amen. And why do faith come by hearing? because correct hearing of the gospel uproots the wrong believing that I have in my life that I'm trying to live. See, we know, amen, that Jesus Christ is the strength, the object of our faith. Amen. But the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. So why does it say that? It say that because, amen, we have sometimes a wrong view or wrong theology of who Jesus is. So the hearing of right preaching and teaching comes to uproot, amen, that wrong belief system. Are you with me so far? Amen. So, amen, the Bible say that faith come by hearing. Paul exhort us, amen, to pay close attention now to the things that we have heard. Amen. At least we let them, at least we drift away from them. Amen. And the problem in the church, amen, is not that revelation knowledge not being outpoured, but, amen, we drift away, amen, from what we have heard. Amen. Other words, amen, praise God, from Sunday to Sunday sometimes you can hear awesome messages being preached, but before next Sunday come around, you have forgot all about. Amen. And then we try to figure out what is wrong with us. We try to figure out, amen, and we keep looking for something new. Amen. We keep looking for something new. We keep looking for the next preacher, pastor, or someone that will tell us something, amen, that will, amen, cause change in our life. But the problem of it is we are not hearing what we need to be hearing when it's time to hear because we have lazy ears. We don't want to exercise our hearing. We like to sit in church, amen, praise God. Sometimes I sit in church and I watch people as I preach, amen. Many times you see people playing with the baby. Amen. Sometimes we can sit in church, amen, and we may not be playing with the baby, but what we're doing, amen, we're talking to someone beside us. Amen. So therefore, amen, we're really not hearing. Because, see, with hearing, you have to apply listening. Amen. You have to apply listening to the word of God. Amen. So, amen, we know that Jesus is our strength. He's the source. He's the object of our faith. So that anything that comes through my ear gate that distorts, discredit, or alter, amen, or disregard, amen, those things I have heard, I need to build up, amen, a wall against those things in my spirit that I do not allow, amen, someone who is Satan to come and steal that word out of my heart. You must understand, amen, that you can hear the word of God being preached, but if you don't guard what you have heard, amen, praise God, it become useless to you. Just because I sit under a ministry where the revelation knowledge flows does not, amen, guarantee progress unless, amen, I make a stand on what I've heard. Amen. Somewhere in your life, you got to make a stand on what you have heard, amen, and stop, amen, praise God, making excuses on why I cannot. Amen. Many times, amen, we become very argumentative about the word. We become, amen, we can hear a word being preached, and what happened is, amen, I can sit in my seat, amen, and not say a word, but still not hear what is being ministered. Why? Because I'm rejecting it as fast as it's coming to me. Amen. You know, silence doesn't always mean, amen, that you agree. And it doesn't always mean that you're listening. Amen? You see, amen, so see, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Why hearing? We have a lot of wrong thinking. A lot of things that is not correct. Would you admit that? I'll admit that. And I need to be transformed in my thinking. I need to be able, amen, to think differently so I can get some things that I never had. So I can achieve some things that I never achieved before in my life. But I cannot do it if I refuse, amen, to guard my thinking and allow, amen, myself to become focused on the gospel message that will change and revolutionize my faith, amen, when I begin to embrace it and say, God, this is what your word has declared. This is what I stand on, and I refuse to allow anything else to come in and distort, amen, my faith when it comes down, amen, to believe in your word. Are you hearing me here? Amen. You see, there is a difference between hearing and listening. There's a difference. Amen. Hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by the ear. Have you ever been around someone and they're talking to you? You hear them, but you're not listening to them. Amen. That's what messes up a lot of marriages. Amen. That's messed up a lot of things in life, because I could be engaging in conversation. I could be hearing you, but not listening to you. Amen. Many times I'm talking to my wife and she'll tell me something. She'll say, tell me something that happened at the house that I need to do. Amen. And I could be looking right at her. I hear the sound of a voice. Amen. But I'm not listening to her, because I am really focused on the television behind her. She's speaking, I'm hearing the sound, but I'm listening to the television. So you see, hearing is not complete unless listening is applied to it. Let me say, hearing is not complete unless listening is applied to it. Amen. And as she speak to me and tell me about all the things that she want me to do and that need to get done, amen, at the end of me hearing her, I says, okay. Okay. Amen. She can leave out the room for an hour or so and come back, and I'm still there doing what I was doing when she told me something. And a question come, now she come back and she said, did you hear me? Yes, I heard you. Well, what did I say? Now this when the rubber meets the road. Because now, for the life of me, I cannot, amen, regurgitate one thing that she said. I cannot tell her nothing she says. So what she do is she don't let me off the hook. She stand there and say, what did I say? I really want you to repeat it so I can, amen, avoid the fact that you learned that I was not listening to you. But because she doesn't repeat it, I have to say, okay, what did you say? So that time, I'm listening. People of God, when we come into the house of God, the word of God is so valuable. The word of God is so needful that we don't just need to hear, amen, without applying listening to the hearing. Because listen, hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by the ear. If you are not hearing impaired, hearing simply happens. You can hear something and not, amen, engage in it all, You just hear it. Amen. But listen at this. Listening, however, is something you consciously choose to do. Listening requires concentration so that your brain process that which you was hearing. Your brain have to process that which you have heard. Listening is a part of hearing. So when the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, it's telling you to listen, take heed, make a conscious effort, amen, to hear so that you can apply what have just been said. Because the word of God is for everyday living, and there are storms that's going to rise in your life, amen, and you're not going to be prepared. You're going to keep failing in your life because I sat in church, amen, and I will not listening, even though I hear the sound of the voice, it never, amen, hits the spirit where it will produce change in my life, because I have to give a conscious effort to sit and pay attention and listening and grab understanding so it can take down all of the wrong teaching that I'm trying, amen, to live by. Amen. So listen now. You got to listen. Pay attention. There's going to be many more messages that's going to be preached in this house and in anywhere you go. I'm speaking to the Raymond Church family. Thank God for you guys. Amen. For just being obedient. Amen. But you got to listen. Amen. We can't spend any more time. Amen. Because some of us, we're not getting any younger. Amen. And we have been battling some things in our life for a long time. And there are some things that mean that we should have been progressed past, but we're still battling with those things. There are some things that we should already have experienced the victory in, but we're still battling with those things. Amen. And the reason why we're still battling with those things is because I promise you, we are not listening, amen, when it comes down to getting instructions from the Word of God on how to have the victory, amen, over that particular thing in my life. Amen. See, the results we get by application of faith has nothing to do, amen. See, you know, when we talk about faith, the results that we get from the application of faith has nothing to do, we know, with great faith and little faith. Amen. It has nothing to do. I mean, many times we read the Bible, we see it talks about great faith and little faith. But how many know the Word of God says that every man been given what? The measure of faith. So how many here has faith? Because everybody, amen, you've been given what? The measure of faith, amen. And if I've been given the measure of faith, amen, then I know, amen, that I have what I need. But the reason why I need to hear, once again, is because, listen, I want you to get this point. The reason why hearing combined with listening is so important is because I have to, amen, be able to take down wrong belief that I have in my life. I have to take down wrong way of thinking in my life. Amen. Because anything that makes you the object of your faith, or make faith itself the object of your faith, amen, you got the wrong view of faith. Jesus Christ is the strength, the object, and the source of our faith. Amen. Everything is predicated on what he did for me and not what I did for myself. Amen. So my victory don't hang and is not predicated on what I do, but rather on what he did for me. So therefore, amen, praise God, what I ought to do is give more earnest heed to the teaching, amen, that's ready to revolutionize my thinking, where I can live in victory irregardless of what I'm going through. Amen. Storms of life is going to come. Things in life is going to happen. Amen. You're not going to avoid issues in your life. You just got to make up in your mind, amen, that I'm going, amen, to take the hope to the Word of God when it comes forth, and I'm going to apply the Word of God to my life. Amen. But one, I got to have correct teaching. Because, amen, there's some things, amen, praise God, that we hear is not correct teaching, and it become more of a hindrance than it do a blessing. So when I get right teaching, I need to be able to cling to it. Amen. And how do I know, amen, that the teaching is right? One, amen, I go into the Word of God and study it also for myself. Amen. We should not just pick up our Bibles on Sunday. There should be an application of the Word daily in our life. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. So listen, we know that every man been given the measure of faith. Amen. But lazy ears, amen, will keep you what I call in the boat, because when you hear the Word of God being preached, instead of you concentrating, instead of you applying your attention to listen to the Word so that you can reapply that thing to your life when you leave out of church, you don't need so much the Word here when you hear it while you're sitting here. Life is happening when you, amen, get out these doors. Amen. Life is happening, and you need to be able, amen, when you leave here, to live in the same victory that you praise with in here. Amen. See, my praise, amen, should be transformed, amen, into living. Amen. Many times, amen, our praise is better than our living. Amen. Y'all don't hear me in here. Sometimes, I'm going to say it again, our praise is better than our living. Amen. I got a stronger praise than I do of application of living. And that's not what God wants us to be. God wants us to have the same victory in our daily life as we do in our worship. Amen. Our worship should not be so far greater than, amen, praise God, our application of living. Because really, amen, the true way to worship God is when we have the victory in our lives, life when the storms arrive. Amen. But praise God. But many times in the church, amen, we know everyone has the measure of faith. But the problem of it is some people have just enough faith to get into the boat. Some people got, and what I mean by just enough faith, they hear just enough, they listen just enough to be able to get into the boat. But when it's time to produce, it's time to step out and go to war, amen, we do not have enough head knowledge from the word of God to get out of the boat. Let me show you what I mean. Offering just went by. Amen. All of us had faith to get in the boat. The boat is your seat you're sitting in. But, amen, you have not heard enough, listened enough, carefully, attended enough to be able to know that if you are so unto God, that he will, amen, bless you. Amen. Many times, amen, praise God, we listen just enough to hang on to say that we're saved. But we don't, amen, listen good enough to be able to say, Lord, I'm going to war. Amen. I'm going to find my Goliath. I'm going out to battle. Amen, praise God. And to go out to battle, amen, you got to be a good listener when it comes down to the word of God. Because you need right instructions from the word that will produce right living so that, amen, when I go out to battle, I already know I have the victory. I'm not wondering, am I going to get the victory? I know that I don't live what we don't live, amen, for victory. I mean, fight from victory. We fight from victory, amen, and not trying to get victory, amen. So that is what we need to do, amen. I need to get out of the boat. When it come down, amen, to things in my life, I need to have heard enough, amen, so I can get out of this boat, get out of this sea, bring my offering and know, amen, that my life is not going to come apart if I sow unto the Lord. Come on now, amen. Amen. In other words, I need to be able to sow unto the Lord with gladness and thanksgiving, with a cheerful heart, knowing, amen, that I've heard enough about God that he will do what he says. How many believe that God will do just what he says? Amen. Amen. I say he'll do just what he said. Amen. You don't have to doubt. You don't have, amen. You must understand, amen. See, with me, amen, I have to get in my comfort zone, amen, because I'm radical, amen. Amen. What I mean by radical, amen, I've always been like that all of my life. What I mean, I just believe in God, trust in God, amen. If my eyeball was falling out of my head, you're going to have to tell me, amen, praise God, amen, amen, amen. Well, you need to get back because your eyeball looked like it's falling out of your head. I don't care. I trust God. I believe God. God will do what he says. Amen. I'm not living irresponsible when I can step out and believe God in spite of the storm. Amen. Many times, amen, amen, what we do is when a storm arises in our life, amen, what we do, amen. We because we have not listened, we have not heard, we got lazy ears where we just hear selectively what we want to hear. And when we come into the church, we do not pay attention to when the preaching is being preached. Amen. That when the storms of life come, amen, I have not heard enough to go into battle, even though I know I have faith. Amen. I don't have the courage to step out of the boat. I don't have the courage to step out of the boat. Why? Because I didn't pay close attention to when the message was being preached. I was not paying attention. Amen. For most people, they go to sleep. Amen. Listen. These are just lazy ears. Most people will go to sleep in church. Most people will come to church. Amen. Praise God. And most people will sit up here and they'll look you right in the face. They're hearing, but they're not listening. Matter of fact, you got people sitting right now probably saying, you know what, I'll be glad when he's done. Be glad when he's done. Amen. A lot of times, amen, praise God, we have selected hearing by who we will listen to preach and who we won't listen to preach. Come on. Amen. It's okay. Amen. Many times, amen, praise God, I'm a pastor, so I know, amen. Pastor ain't preaching, okay. Amen. If pastor not preaching, amen, well, then I'm just going to stay home today, amen. Amen. Because we got selective hearing. We have, amen, lazy hearing. Amen. We don't understand, amen, praise God, that no matter who's preaching the word of God or where the word of God coming from, amen, praise God, there's something there that can revolutionize my life. There's something there that the Holy Spirit will use, amen, that will produce life in me. Amen. Because I'm tired of struggling with the same things in my life. Amen. See, amen, and that's, and we have to, you got to have enough faith, amen, to understand, amen, and the way that faith comes is that you got to believe, you got to hear. There are some things in your life you just got to clear out of your mind. You got to clear out your thinking, amen. You're holding on to things and traditions and things that where it used to be and how it used to do, amen. And I know that, amen, you've been having some fresh revelation being poured out, amen. And sometimes if you're not careful, you'll get stuck, amen, and you won't move out because, amen, it don't fit, amen, what you're, into your corner of what you have heard before. So, amen, you refuse to move. Why? Because, amen, it don't fit, amen, what I've heard. But yet and still, I won't take the time to examine it because I'm lazy ears, and I won't examine the truth when the word of God being spoken so I can see, you know what, God, your word is right. Amen, praise God. You continue to try to fight your way through life, amen, and Jesus said, I come that you may have rest. Amen, he wants us to rest because the victory is already ours. Amen, it's already won. All we got to do, amen, praise God, is just rely on Christ, amen, who is our Savior, who is our Lord. That's all we got to do. The victory is already ours, amen. But, amen, I need, amen, to move from these lazy ears and begin to pay attention to the word of God when it's being preached so that I can hear the word so it can destroy everything that's not like God in my life. Amen. You see, amen, we got to be able to. I mean, it's nothing wrong. Amen. When you come to church, amen, put aside everything that's stopping you from hearing. Sometimes, I'm going to go as far to tell you, you may have to move from by some people that you love to talk with. Amen. Why? Because the word of God is that important. Amen. You know, do you know, out of all the messages that you've heard being preached recently, how many CDs have you went back and got? How many times that you went back and listened to it again? How many times you took the time to say, I need to hear that again? See, a lot of times we hear it one time and we think we got it. One time we think we got it, amen, and we won't go back and listen no more. It's impossible. It's impossible to have fresh revelation being poured out. It's totally stripping us of what we heard and are accustomed to, and we never will go back and listen again because we think we got it. That's lazy ears. I think I got it. I got it. And when things happen in my life, when storms come up, amen, I run and call, I want to talk to pastor. Amen. But all you had to do was go back and get that word that was preached and begin to stand on that word regardless of what anyone say. I believe God. I'm standing on the word of God. Amen. I'm standing on the word. Amen. Amen. And that's what God wants us to be able to do, to stand on the word. But I can't stand on what I have not heard. And because I hear it one time, it does not mean that it's been saturated in my heart where I can believe God for it. That's why when every time a storm or something arises in your life, it seems like, amen, it's taking us out. Because why? It's not that we are not hearing the word of God and not that it's not being poured out, but I'm not listening, amen, when the word of God is being preached. I got too many other things distracting me. And how many understand, amen, that's just what the enemy wanted to do. He wanted to distract us, amen, from listening, from hearing the word of God. Amen. I tell folks all the time, amen, they say that they come to me and say, you know, I'm depressed. And I'm going to say this, and I don't know how well it's going to go
over, amen, praise God. But when people tell me they depressed, I look at them and tell them, that means you ain't got no word. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. That means, amen, the enemy has stripped you, amen, of the word of God. Amen. You sitting around, I don't know what to do. I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. My eyes just don't. No, there's no word. Where the word of God is, there is life. Amen. There's peace. There's joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That means, amen, praise God, I should not come to church with my head down. I should not come to church depressed. Don't tell me you depressed when you're a child of God. Amen. I know things, life is going to happen. But, amen, the word of God give me victory over everything that the enemy throw at me. Can I get a witness in this house? Amen. The word of God give me victory over everything the enemy throw at me. Amen. I know you want to say you're depressed, but if you come to me, I'm going to say you got the victory. I know you want to say, tell me how bad it is. I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you how good it is. Why? Because I believe the word of God. Whose report are you going to believe? Amen. Whose report are you going to be? Are you going to take heed to the things and pay attention to the word of God as it goes forth? Am I going to continue to live my life, amen, where I have no victory? I am depressed. Amen. Do you know that we as the children of God, as peoples of God, we should be the most happy people on the planet Earth? If we are to be the most happy people on the planet Earth, then why are there so much, amen, uneasiness in our life, uncertainties in our life? Why is it, amen, praise God, that it just seemed like, amen, we go through the same battle and we never get the victory, even though you heard the word? Because when that word was being preached, you wasn't really listening. You were not listening. You did not hear, amen, praise God, that it's not your fight, but it's God's fight. You didn't hear that it was not your strength, but his strength. You didn't hear it wasn't your joy, but his joy. You didn't hear that, amen. You didn't hear that. Amen. Amen. You sat under it. It went out. The sound went out, but you didn't catch it. Amen. So, amen, what do? Amen. You sit home, amen, about to pull your hair out. You're sitting home depressed. You're sitting home wondering how I'm going to make it. You're sitting home, amen, amen, saying, amen, what the doctor just said, rather than standing up saying, Lord, I believe your report. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. Amen. And the problem is, amen, we think that something's wrong with us when we stand firmly in the word of God, even though we can see the evidence, amen, being manifested, amen, that it's not working in our favor. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me, people of God. Amen. You got to be able to have, amen, enough understanding to know I got to pay close attention, take heed, hold on to the word of God that's being preached, because in my life it's going to come a time that I'm going to have to stand on this very word. I'm going to have to stand on this very word. And if you're not careful, amen, by having lazy ears, amen, you don't want to engage your ears. You want to hear something one time and just let that be that. Amen. Have you ever had just go back and ask other folks about stuff that they heard and you heard, but you didn't pay attention and you trying to get information from them because you didn't hear it? Amen. Have you ever been in school and you didn't pay attention with the teacher? Amen. You ain't ready for the test. So you got to go back and do what? Ask somebody else that was listening, because you was not listening. You was hearing the sound. She was telling you the answer to the problem. This is going to be on the test. You walk out of the classroom, amen, and a week later before the test, you got to go and find somebody. What did she say going to be on the test? You're trying to find out what's going to be on the test. When, amen, praise God, it's already been told what's going to be on the test. And already been told what you need to do when the test comes. Amen. And if I were to listen, amen, apply my ears, amen, I would know what's going to be on the test and what I would do. I would, amen, stand firm when the test comes. Why? Because I know what the test is going to be about. And I can stand. Amen. Amen. And in spite of what it looked like, I'm convinced that the word of God holds the truth and the evidence of how my end is going to be. receive the report of the Lord concerning my issues that I'm having in my life. I believe the report of the Lord when it comes down, amen, to whatever in my life, amen, that's going wrong. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe that he'll do just what he said. I believe that he'll do just what he said. If he said it, is he a man that he shall lie? No, amen, praise God. Amen, he will do what he said. Amen, and what's going to get me to that place in my life that I stand there and know that he'll do what he said? What will get me there is that I've heard the report, I have listened, I have evaluated the word of God, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that this, amen, is going to work for my good. Amen. Sometimes, amen, when you're going through a sickness in your life, sometimes, listen to me, church, amen, you need to stare at the mirror. Amen. Why do I say that? I tell you I'm a little radical. I should stare at the mirror. Well, what? It's not nice to tell someone to stare at the mirror. Don't look at themselves. No, we tell them to stare at the mirror. Because when you are trying to hold on to what you have heard, what you see can work against what you know. Amen. And we are tending sometimes to pay more attention to what we see, and that destroys what we have heard because, amen, I'm looking at the evidence of what I see. Amen. But what you see is only temporary, amen, because you are just waiting for a miracle. Amen. Are you in line for a miracle? Amen. You see, amen, amen, when it comes down to your faith, you don't want the Thomas kind of faith. Amen. A lot of church people have what I call Thomas faith. The Apostle Thomas, he wasn't with the disciples, amen, when Jesus first came and they told him about the report. And what did he say? He said, I will not believe it unless I see him. I want to put my hands in this and that. Amen. That's the only way I believe. Amen. Can I tell you something about that kind of faith? There's a lot of people that live in the church, that's part of the church, that's in the boat, amen, that live with that kind of faith. Otherwise, I will believe it when I see it. Amen. If that is your faith, that you will believe it when you see it, can I tell you, amen, a new scoop? You always going to be looking at somebody else's miracle. Amen. If you are the person that got to believe it in order to see it, you're going to always be looking and rejoicing with somebody else who just came through in a battle and got the victory in it. Why? Amen. Because, amen, they believe it before they see it. Even though, amen, praise God, amen, 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 they don't know. They don't know what it's going to turn out. They don't know, but they just believe God. Amen. Can I ask you this question? Amen. Do a farmer seize a seed after he plants it? Do the farmer see the seed after he plants it? Well, why do he plant it? But he can't see it. I want to plant my seed so I can see it. How many will plant more seeds if you can see it? You can wake up every morning and see in the ground and say, there that booger goes. It's coming up now. It's bigger than, I mean, I can see it. But you just got to have the confidence, amen, praise God, and you got to know, amen, that, amen, I have planted it, amen, and what I planted it in was not in my effort, but it was in the, it was all predicated on the word of God and what he said, and I'm not responsible for the seed coming up, amen. All I had to do, amen, was be obedient and plant the seed, even though I can't see the seed, knowing, amen, that it's going to give me a harvest, amen, amen, and that's what we need to be, amen. When you are a person that you can quickly and we should rejoice when somebody else, amen, get the victory. But at the same time, amen, my faith should not only be predicated on when I can see it, amen, and say, yes, yes, I believe God. So, amen, amen. When we get a miracle in our life, the church will break out in praise and the whole church will turn upside down, and we should. Amen. But we have got to hear enough about the word of God and God our hearing that we can turn, amen, this church upside down without seeing anything. Amen. Other words, amen, I'm going off what the word of God has declared. He has said it, so therefore I believe it. Amen. And I'm going to rejoice just like, amen, praise God, I would have if I've already seen it. Even though I can't see it, amen. The farmer can't see the seed, but yet he don't stop him from cultivating and watering and tilling the ground. He makes sure that he do his part. Amen. And that's what you got to do when it comes to the word of God. You got to cultivate and water the word. You got to, amen, be able to stand in that word even though I can't see it happening. Amen. I believe God anyway. Why? Amen. Because I've heard what he said. I heard his promises. Amen. I know they're for me. I know, amen, that I'm a victor in Christ. Amen. I'm not, amen, praise God, amen, I'm the head and not the tail. Amen. You got to know who you are in Christ. And all of that comes through hearing of, amen, and letting our mind be, amen, letting all those doubt and unbelief thoughts and theology be removed out of our mind. And the way that is done is through the revelation knowledge that get poured out by the word of God, because that knowledge comes to tear down all of your wrong thinking. But how many people, amen, know that, amen, because of people wrong thinking and tradition that they refuse to let go, don't care how much revelation knowledge get poured out, you always going to be wagging the tail. Why are you going to be wagging the tail? Because you refuse to change, to allow the word of God to transform your thinking. To say, God, your word has said it. See, this is how I approach God. Lord, your word has said it. I believe it. It doesn't matter what it looked like. I got enough in my spirit through believing and hearing the word that regardless of what it looked like, I believe it. Church, we have got to get to a place where we believe God unconditionally. It's a time that the church need now to know their God. To know, amen, that God's saying that it is by. Look, when you look at me, when you see this man standing, I'm the sum total of God's grace. Everything about me, grace. My life is by his grace. I live effortless because this is about his grace. I've taken heed to what I've heard. I've let it destroy everything I thought I knew. I told Raymond a few weeks back, I said, look, I feel like I just preached my first sermon. And the reason why is because I allowed the word of God, that fresh revelation to come in and begin to give me the complete understanding of God's grace. I took heed to what I heard. I realized that everything, what I was trying to do, amen, to accomplish things in life, it was all about my effort. It was all about, am I good enough? It's all about, amen, Lord, amen, amen, amen. I got to do this, and I'm running, killing myself, trying to do it, amen. And then, no matter how much I do, the enemy come right back and say, you're still not good enough. You remember you did this, you remember that, amen. It always bring up your past. And if you got lazy ears where you won't guard the word of God, where, amen, when the enemy come, amen, you remind him about who grace is. You remind him about, amen, who righteousness that I have. Amen. I've been clothed with his righteousness. Amen. You can remind him that I'm not seated in heavenly places. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's not a window that I'm looking for a blessing. Amen. I am now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm no more the same. Amen. Why? Because I have encountered the grace of God. And because I've encountered his grace, I refuse, amen, to let anything come, alternate, distort the grace of God in my life. life. Amen. Praise God. It's not predicated on my ability, but his ability that he done for me. Are you hearing what I'm telling you today? Amen. Praise God. Amen. You have to understand. Amen. Praise God. We are the sum total of the work of God's grace. Amen. So if we are the sum total of his grace, then why do we allow ourselves, amen, to keep going back trying to do it ourselves? When are we going to take heed that it's through his grace? The Apostle Paul was warning them, look, pay close attention. Because what you're hearing now is far greater, far superior than that which you heard before. And in order for you to live in victory, you need not drift away from what you have heard and what you're hearing now. Listen to me, Rhema. Listen to me, South. Listen to me, whoever, wherever you're from. Amen. We don't need to drift away from that word. We need that word to become life in us. Amen. We need that word. That's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. A while back, I was talking to the church, and I was telling them how, amen, praise God, if there's one thing we need to get that we need to know, we need to understand the revelation. We need to have revelation knowledge of the love of God and how much he loves us. Because you know why? We're going to do some crazy things in our life. We're going to do some things, amen, that is going to look like there's no hope, no recovery. Amen. And unless I know, understand, and have that revelation knowledge of God's love and God's grace, I'm not going to be able to get back up. Amen. Some of us sometimes we're to the point that we just look like we need to just throw in the towel because, amen, that's just the sum total of my life. I've messed up so many times. Amen. I just need to give up. Amen. So many things are happening in my life. So many things are going on in my life. I might as well just throw in the towel. Amen. But when you understand and when you need to retain that revelation knowledge of the grace of God in your life, because I'm standing resting in grace. They're telling me everything is going on, but I'm still standing because of the grace of God. Amen. Amen. They're telling me, I'm still going to make it because why? The grace of God. Why? Because it is the knowledge. It is the hearing. I listen to the word of God. Amen. Listen. Amen. Don't just listen one time to the word. Amen. We should all, amen, amen. When your pastors preach, we should go get CDs. CDs should be sold out. Amen. But instead of CDs selling out, we hear the word of God and it's just for somebody else because we already think we know it. Amen. And then when the storm comes, I'm wondering what to do. Amen. Many times, amen, in order to know what to do, all you need to go back and just purchase the CDs and go home and begin to have healthy hearing, healthy listening. Begin to listen to the word of God. Amen. So that, amen, it will produce for you what it's supposed to produce, but you can't just hear it one time. Amen. If many times when it comes down to healing, amen, praise God, amen, we know what God's word says, amen, praise God, but we need to rehearse it, amen, in our hearing, amen. What I mean by rehearse it, meditate on it. Amen. Amen, Pastor Martin, amen, I tell folks, listen, when I'm going through something and you're going to come and try to plant something else in my hearing, I want to tell you, I can't take you along for this ride. Amen. Just because, amen, praise God, amen, we hang out, amen, amen, I cannot allow you to destroy what the word of God has declared. When the word of God has declared it, I cannot let you destroy, amen, that which I'm standing on. Amen. I don't want to know about how many people in your family died from it. I don't want to know, amen, praise God, how many people down the road died from it. I don't want to know, amen, what the statistics says, amen, about it. Amen, praise God. What I want to know that God said that by his stripes I am, by his stripes I am. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what I stand on. That is what, amen, that is my victory. Amen. That is what I learned how, amen, amen, to apply to my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You have got to learn how, amen, to apply that word and stand there. A lot of times we're waiting for something to happen. Amen. And a lot of times nothing happens. Nothing happens. It is just me standing there believing God. Amen. But if I believe anything, I believe that Jesus Christ is a healer. He is our God. I believe that, amen, he is a deliverer. I believe, amen, praise God, that, amen, there's nothing that he cannot do. The Bible says that Jesus said that for him that believe, all things are possible. The problem is, can I believe it? The problem is, can I step out of my faith? Can I step out of myself and stay in the word of God? Plant it, my ear to the word. Don't be lazy in my ear. Don't be lazy in my hearing, and stand there on the word of God, irregardless, amen, of what my circumstances say. Amen. Amen. See, church, that's where we are right now. We're in a place in the church where if we don't start listening, we don't start listening. When you be accepting your children, you try to tell them they weren't listening to you. Do it make you mad when you try to talk to your children? They're not listening. They hear you, but they're not listening. Amen. That's where the church is at right now. We're at a place in our life that, amen, it's not the lack of revelation knowledge. It's a lack of listening to, amen, and grabbing hold to that knowledge where it can destroy all of that wrong belief system that I have, so I can begin, amen, to let my faith come alive. Amen. Not that it's great faith. It's just faith. Faith in who? Jesus Christ. He's the source and strength of my faith. Amen. So I can walk this thing out and believe God again. Amen. When I first started thought about this particular message, it has changed several times. I was thinking about people who have been in something for a long time. And you've been struggling with it, and you've been fighting it. And you don't talk to people about it, but it seems like it's getting no better. It seems like that there's no hope for what I'm going through. Amen? I wanted to talk and say something to those people because I want you to know that all things are possible to him that believe. Today is a day that you ought to go back to what you have heard and begin to bring back into your memories what the word of God has declared that shall be in your life. You should stand today and say, today, God, I receive my miracle. I receive it. Because your word has declared it, and no longer will I allow anything to distort, alter what your word has declared for me. Amen? Amen. If you are here today, and you are that person, amen, and you've been battling something in your life, and you haven't seen the God, it seemed like the more I try, the worse it gets. I want you to stand to your feet if you are here today. If that's you, I've tried. Amen. It's been a long battle. It's been a long battle. And it just seemed like it doesn't get any better for me. Now, it seemed like everybody else around me is making it. But me, Lord. It just seems like it's not going to happen. Amen. Now listen. Amen. What I want to tell you is that what's holding you fast is what's in your head. It's not that God doesn't have the power. That's not the problem. It's not that God doesn't want to. That's not the problem. It's not that God is not able. That's not the problem. But when you are holding on to things that you cannot seem to get the victory in, whether it's my health, relationship, whatever, you have to understand, you have allowed a yoke of conditioning to condition your thinking. And it's there where you say, I can't do it. I can't achieve it. It's there where you keep losing it because of the yoke of conditioning that you condition yourself. I heard this gentleman say one time that he wanted to train elephants. He wanted to be in the circus. And he told the story. He said that he was amazed and he was always wondered why that little chain that was around the elephant leg, they could take that little chain and tie it and link it to something very light. And it would keep the elephant at bay. And he said that as I was interested in the circus, and I always wanted to know how can that hold that elephant. So he went to a trainer one day and asked him, say, how can that little change attached to that object hold the elephant? He said, well, you see, when an elephant is young, without strength, we apply that change to that same object. And because he's young without strength, he cannot break loose. So as he grows, he become conformed to that way of thinking that he can't break loose. He can't be free. And he said that as he grows, he quit trying. He just quit trying because of the yoke of condition that has held him fast for so long. Church, the only thing that's holding us fast is the yoke of conditioning that we've been conditioned to do. If I grew up in a house and all I ever knew was I'm no good, I'm not going to ever be anything, I've been conditioned. And Paul was exhorting the church, look now, you're going to hear something new. You're going to hear the wonderful gospel, the good news of God being preached. He said, now when you hear that wonderful news, he said, listen now. He said, take heed to it. Don't drift away from it. Today, I'm telling you that you can be healed. You could be free. You can experience greater because greater is for you. Amen. So if you're here, Pastor Martin, is it possible? Amen. We want you to come. Amen. And I know we have a ministry team here. Amen. If you would come today, amen, and let us pray with you and pray for you. Amen. If you would come to this altar, if you will make your way out, if you will make your way out, you'll make your way out. And well, amen. And I know, amen. I pray that I'm amen. That amen. And as we begin to pray, we begin to minister. As the ministry team come, listen, amen. Listen. How many know that God loves you? He loves you. It's not that God can't. God can. It's not that I can't be free. It's not that I can't be healed. It's not. Amen. It's not like God don't want to. You don't know how much he want to more than anything else. He wants you to have the freedom that he died for you to have. Amen. Listen, and I At this time, amen, Pastor, we're going to, amen, okay, amen. If just for a moment, if you all in the audience, if you're staying with us, just for a moment, we're going to let you go, amen, but if you're staying with us, amen. And listen, release the doubt. Release it. Let it go. Daughter, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would stand just for a moment, amen, then we'll let you go. Amen. If y'all come a little closer in the ministry team, let's begin to minister. Let's begin to, amen, to speak into the lives of these. Amen. It doesn't matter how long. Amen. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak life and life more abundantly in the lives of these, of your people. Lord, life can be tough. It can be hard. But God, today, we're coming to be free. We're coming, God. Oh, Father, we're coming. Lord, we're coming to be free. We're coming to be free. Hallelujah. We're coming, God. Father, we know you're able. We know you can. Father, we thank you today. Lord, we praise you today. Hallelujah, God.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, even for those that are standing, those that are standing in the audience, Father, right now, God, touch. Touch.
Mm.
Father, all wrong thinking. All doubt, all unbelief. Right now, God, let a radical praise go through this place. Let your word have freedom to move in the hearts of the believer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We praise you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, touch his body. In the name of Jesus. Father, give him strength like never before, God. Father, we stand before you, God, and we know you're able today. Father, we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your blessing. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, you're able. Father, right now, God, we believe because your word has declared it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
No one can.
Amen. Listen. You are, if you're out in the audience, amen, we thank God for you. We love you. Amen. And we're going to let you be dismissed while we stand here and minister.